Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Recently, I had my annual eye examination. Not surprisingly, the ophthalmologist recommended increasing the strength of my lenses, which would allow me to see more clearly. But many of you already know that the favorite lenses that I wear are my Lutheran lenses, lenses that we all can wear. Our Lutheran lenses help us to see the Bible, help us to see God, the world, and others differently than all the other lenses that we wear. Our Lutheran lenses help us to see more clearly the divine truths of God. There are a lot of things that we see differently, and as Lutherans, we have become accustomed to several different paradoxes, which are two truths that appear as opposites: law and gospel, saint and sinner, Lord of all, servant of all, already and not yet. Well, today's New Testament reading nails down for us another paradox for us in the last few words of our text from 2 Corinthians. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. The context of that paradox is that God's power is made perfect in our weakness, and the Apostle Paul has true lived experience of this in his life. I thought it might be helpful to look at the context of how Paul came to know this truth. In the latter chapters of Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, Paul was confronting a situation in the church there in which he and his ministry were being attacked. In Corinth, there were false apostles who were also known as the super apostles, and they were telling people that Paul wasn't a real apostle, and that the gospel he preached was false. These super apostles viewed Paul as weak and as a fool. As Paul is writing to the church in Corinth, he's not so much interested in defending himself, but he's defending the call that God has entrusted him with. It was for the sake of the gospel, not for himself, that is causing Paul to speak out. Paul reminds the Corinthians that it was God who sent him to them with the gospel. These false apostles, these super apostles, believed that their power and authority came from visions that they had had. Clearly, they had shared some of these stories with the Corinthians, and since Paul had not shared stories of visions he had had, they were questioning him. Paul went on to share that he too had a vision, and from his description, it sounds pretty remarkable. If visions are a reason to boast, then Paul does have reason to boast, but he goes on to say that this is not a reason to boast. This is not the source of his power. His power came from God, whose strength is most fully revealed in human weakness, not in human greatness. Paul goes on to tell the Corinthians that they should boast in their weaknesses because God's grace and God's presence is most fully revealed in human weakness. Some 2,000 years later, the world's not really that different, is it? There are still false apostles and false gospels running rampant. Theologian Kate Bowler says this: there are plenty of smooth-talking preachers telling us that if we pray enough, if we are good enough, then God will send blessings our way. Whether our troubles are financial, physical, or emotional, God will change our fortunes if we just pray in faith for the desired outcome, proclaim it as ours, and then act on the certainty of its arrival in our lives. False gospels abound. Our culture, for example, promotes self-sufficiency and independence. We go to great and even sometimes extreme lengths to cover up or deny our weaknesses and our struggles. Before we go out in public or even come to church, we put on our happy faces, just like we would smooth on our foundation or put on some aftershave, because we don't want others to see our vulnerabilities. We don't want others to know our struggles, because we've come to believe the lie that if others did see our vulnerabilities and that if others did know our struggles, then we would be seen as weak. We would be seen as less worthy. We might even be seen as a failure. We have believed the lie that weaknesses are bad and that strength is what makes us worthy. Worthy of love, worthy of respect, worthy of value. Sisters and brothers, our value does not come from anything we do or from any kind of strength that we might have. Our value comes from God and God alone. In the waters of baptism, God adopted us as God's children. We are named and claimed and completely and entirely loved by God. That's where our worth comes from. One of the lies that our culture tempts us to believe all the time is the lie of self-sufficiency. We believe that we have to be strong and we must take care of ourselves no matter the cost. We believe that to accept help is a sign of weakness. We believe that if we accept help, it means that we can't take care of ourselves. And so we've made self-sufficiency an idol, and we bow down to it. And in doing so, we run ourselves completely and utterly ragged. The truth is, we can't do it all, and we weren't created to take complete care of ourselves. God did not create us to be independent. We are created to be fully and completely dependent upon God. Everything we have is God's. Our lives, our bodies, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, the food we eat, the people in our lives. Everything is God's. We are completely, completely dependent upon God. But too often, we trust more in ourselves and our abilities than we trust in God. We rely on ourselves to take care of ourselves, and we often worship the idol of self-sufficiency more than we worship God. Just like the words in Come Thou Fount, we are prone to wander. We are prone to leave the God we love. But the Apostle Paul reminds us, God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is more than sufficient. As much as sin abounds, God's grace abounds even more. Power is made perfect in our weakness. Our weaknesses and our vulnerabilities are good things because God's power is revealed in them. For example, one of my many weaknesses is that I am impatient. In my sinfulness, I'm often too unable to muster the patience that I wish I had. So anytime I'm patient, that's God at work. That doesn't come from me. In my weakness, God is strong and God is present. When we are strong or think that we're strong, we don't need God's help as much and we don't rely on God. But in our weaknesses, we recognize that we need God and we rely on God. And this is why we boast, and not just boast, but we boast gladly, because God's strength and power are revealed in our weaknesses. We boast gladly of them. We don't hide them. We don't ignore them. We don't deny them. We boast gladly in our weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in us. Hear these words from the Apostle Paul again. God said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. Power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong." This is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Amen.